Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Howard White, who's chairman at Hydrogen Utopia. How do you say, Howard?
Well, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Riyadh, looking at probably more pleasant weather than you are. I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, well, we've got MOU news from Saudi, and maybe you can tell us about that.
Yes, this is an MOU, and MOUs mean a bit more here than in the UK. And it's been signed by Masab, which is a subsidiary of CERC. And they've signed it on behalf of CERC. And CERC is the Saudi Investment Recycling Company, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Public Investment Fund, PIF. And unlike the normal MOUs that they hand out, which are very general, this is a very, very specific MOU that talks about one, generating syngas from the Inantec PEM melter system, two, taking that syngas into hydrogen and creating SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, which has, frankly, our original positioning here was hydrogen for the steel plant. But when we came and told them that we could make SAF, then the whole focus has changed to SAF in a big way. And what I would say about Saudi Arabia, I was here 15 years ago, and I come back now for the first time, and it's a completely different place. And the support from the people that I've met in the supply chain, that we will require supplying the plastic and other waste material, tires, etc., etc., is so enthusiastic. The company that we have already announced, Hydrogen Systems, who are going to EPC build the system and operate it, again, incredibly enthusiastic. And the government ministries, such as CERC and the RDIA, which is Research Development Innovation Association, who have been enormously helpful. I must say, comparing this to Europe is chalk and cheese. I mean, the people that we're meeting are so enthusiastic about their country and wanting. It's not so much about them making money. It's about how they help their country and how they can meet the requirements of Vision 2030, which is His Royal Highness MBS plan to take this country from where it was when I was here 15 years ago to where it is today, which is an ultra-modern country. So I always thought, and Alexandra, our CEO, thought that this was the place to be, and we've got it right this time. In the last 2 months, the Public Investment Fund has had basically gone into stasis and not agreed to do anything with anybody whilst they were reassessing some of these mega projects. They have put the brakes on a lot of the mega projects, Neon, the line, and they were going to build something in the middle of Riyadh that was 400 meters by 400 meters. They've actually stopped that. But in those meetings, our projects came up and were green-lighted. So PIF has stopped all their major mega projects, and now they have 2 weeks ago green-lighted our project, and that is why we have been able to sign this MOU at IFMAT. So going forward, we are now during Ramadan, which is starting very shortly. We will be building the business model, which at the end of Ramadan we will anticipate that being approved with an IRR close to 20%. And that will then be put forward for funding, not only by PIF, but because since we've been here, we've had at least three other agencies or people who are involved with family offices come forward and say that the $800 million is not going to be a problem. They will be funding, they will want to fund. We've also been approached by a multinational who I won't name, but are in the business, who have said that they're interested in O&M and putting in some of the cash. Funding this here is not going to be an issue. I think the only thing will be where we decide to locate it, and my favorite location would be in Jubail, which has got all the facilities. And I do not believe that this will stop at one system in KSA. Since CERC put out that LinkedIn post yesterday that people can find on Telegram, there have been already two other countries that have contacted Iman Rahmani, who has been pivotal in the progression that we have made, and the progression has been spectacular. We are in places that other companies have taken years to get to. We're already there and past it. And he's been approached by two other GCC countries saying, "Well, we're really interested in SAF and what you're doing, and can we speak?" And these are substantive organizations that have contacted him. So I would say that the plan, whilst originally it was hydrogen to steel and cement, has moved substantially to plastic to hydrogen through Fischer-Tropsch to producing SAF, which indeed is kerosene. It's just made from renewable sources. And the market is, everyone acknowledges, spectacular. And we even have off-takers, PIF own a leasing aircraft leasing company, so they will be a natural off-taker. And everyone can see that this is a mandated program by the EU, UK, USA, and will soon be mandated in the GCC that all planes have to have initially 1% of SAF, then 2%, and then by 20, I think 35, 10%, and then it moves up to 50%. There will be a shortage of SAF for the next 20 or 30 years. So the price of SAF will always be at a premium to the standard Jet A1 fuel, kerosene. Currently running somewhere between 200% and 500%. We are aiming at $200 a barrel. $200 a barrel is some of the cheapest SAF around, and we expect to be signing offtake agreements in the very near future. This technology also doesn't rely upon steel plants that are the latest steel plants. This technology can go in every single country in MENA. Even the underdeveloped countries can afford to put a facility in, because this can be funded not only internally, but external funds can be justified with an IRR in the 20%.
Well, this announcement today is the culmination of various announcements on the same kind of theme, but I mean, it started off with the technology that you had, and then you were going for the hydrogen and then industrial uses, and now you've gone for the aerospace news, well, the airline uses. Do you think the market will, finally sort of appreciate the trajectory you've been on, and see that this is a game-changing event for the company, and will actually transform the way it works and its revenues?
I can't speak for the market. I have seen the market do some pretty crazy things, but I would hope that the market will see that we are so phenomenally undervalued that we will get a re-rating where we should be. This is no longer a technology that is a wannabe pilot plant, etc. This is a fully functioning commercial technology operating in America, has been for 13 years at a commercial scale, and there are 10 plants around the world. This is considered by Saudi to be a prerequisite TRL-9 technology. They are not looking at anything other than TRL-9 technologies. They're not gambling. They're taking no as little risk as possible from our technology into Fischer-Tropsch, which is a 70-year proven technology, which will convert the hydrogen and CO gases that we will produce, which will be our advantage, is that our technology produces exceptionally clean gases, and that's a prerequisite for Fischer-Tropsch, because otherwise you contaminate the catalyst in the Fischer-Tropsch program. So you have very, very clean gases, then it runs beautifully. And that is the next stage, will be the engineering design and making agreements with Fischer-Tropsch providers. But I think in this part of the world, they are very familiar with this, and it's very, very much available for the right projects. And anything that is backed by PIF and CERC, people will listen to. We hope to be talking to Aramco, as we know that they were interested in an SAF project that was using a different technology, which was taking cooking oil and fats, called it's HEFA, HEFA technology. But that is the one that is producing almost all of the SAF at the moment, but cannot scale up simply because there's not enough feedstock. For us, plastic feedstock, there's a magnificent amount of it around, and it is something that is very high on the agenda of Vision 2030, because it is this is a country that actually cares about its deserts. Riyadh is an exceptionally clean city. I've never seen a city so clean. I haven't seen one single piece of plastic bag or anything floating around. And a lot of it has gone into the desert, and they're really not happy about that. In fact, they were the ones that brought up to us that we could possibly be looking at landfill mining, because they've got a lot of old landfills, which would be a very comfortable thing for us. So the feedstock is not a problem. The offtake is not a problem. There are two airlines here, and a leasing company owned by PIF, and a huge desire to meet the requirements of Vision 2030, which this sits right in the middle of. And I think I met four ministers when I was there. And they were so friendly, so supportive. I'm very excited about going forward here.
Howard White, Chairman at Hydrogen Utopia, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.